That's right. A little W sauce, a little breakfast sauce. And thank you to New Realm Brewing. Owl Inn. Very good craft lager. Very good. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually going to go home and I'm going to drink one tonight, run a few laps to Vegas, get a little practice laps in, Mike.
There you go, man.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, the Brown Grass Charity Classic is filling up fast. We are getting close to capacity, so you need to go get your butt over there to 99 The Game website. Go to the event page, pull it up, and go ahead and sign up, because just saying, ain't a lot of playing spots left, Mike. It's dwindling down.
Yeah, I'm getting my game honed in. Feel pretty good about it. Might have to go out there and get a W in this thing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, feel good about it. Yeah, no big deal. Putting well recently.
Like you did about your putting picks well this weekend.
Yeah, putting well.
You've been playing a little Golden Tee?
Yeah, exactly. PGA 2K22.
Yeah. Wow. Because that's the only time you want to get a practice run in soon?
Need to, badly.
We can leave here. Tiff, you can come too.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I mean, more welcome. We can get you out on the course. And
I don't even have clubs.
Don't you have a cut you need to play? I think we're going to run out of time.
I know. I was going to say, you're not going to get your second.
Sign up for the Brown Grass Charity Classic today. Pets for Vets, guys. It's for a great cause. And it's all the money that's made off of it goes to charity. Yeah, Nick Saban had an interesting thought. He's obviously been someone that has been in the game coaching. He is not a fan of players going down and getting injured. He thinks we need a flopping rule. Yeah, a flopping rule could be coming to college football. Saban talked about it on College Game Day, you know, when they weren't following wherever Kirk Herbstreit was in a moving car, which was utterly ridiculous. Saban said, hey, we need a rule for flopping.
Once it can fix it.
Yeah, this is the integrity of the game. And there's no player that flops in a game that doesn't get a signal from the coach to do it, to slow the game down. But, you know, there's a history to all this because in the old days, you used to have to get up and run off the field if you got injured. I mean, I broke my leg and I got to run off the field.
Dog.
Well, fastball came along, so everybody said if you get injured, stay down. Stay down. Don't get up because, you know, we can't substitute fast enough.
Right.
All right, so now people are taking advantage of this rule. But I think until there's some penalty for doing it, and I know it's a very sensitive subject for an official to make a determination about is a player injured or not, but there should be a flop rule.
You guys think there should be a flop rule? I don't necessarily disagree with Saban.
I don't know why anybody would disagree with that. The problem is, how do you make that determination in real time? I mean, it's impossible, right? You don't know really what's going on inside of those. It's just, this is the reason we're at this point. I think that there maybe after the fact would be a little bit easier to go back and kind of review things. And, or maybe like an MLS, there needs to be a time period where that guy can no longer play.
And to Saban's point, he did at some point say, look, he said maybe a timeout. You know, if the guy can come back in after one play.
Right.
And it's like, if you see a guy walking to the sideline and he goes down like he was like, you know, it almost looks like guys, and I hate to use this term, but like something jumped up and bit them, right?
Yeah,
something bit me.
That there probably should be rules enforced. Also, we don't really do that in women's sports. So I just want to point that out to you. Like when you think about women's soccer,
nobody flops in women's soccer.
My team was a bunch of floppers back in the day. Back in my day,
I was gonna say I'm gonna have to call BS on that. There's definitely flopping in women's soccer.
I feel like it's not as prevalent as it is with men's soccer and then football. So yeah. Make a rule, because I'm tired of seeing people roll around on fields, on courts, whatever it is. Like, it's so annoying.
There's some flopping in WNBA.